Thank you for calling WebmasterRadio.fm during office hours. Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. We're connecting you now to office hours only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's your host, Vanessa Fox.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Office Hours on Webmaster Radio. I am your host, Vanessa Fox, and I have a list of questions people have been asking me throughout the week. For those of you who are new to the show, you can basically ask me anything that you'd like, and I will try to give you the best answer that I can. We like to talk about search marketing and search engine optimization, website development, but if you have any questions, of course, about I would say Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I will give it my best shot. And we have a Buffy question, so we will get to that in just a minute. That is awesome. Anyway, thank you all for joining me. You can always go to the office hours part of my site at 9byblue.com/office-hours to get information on the latest episode. That's where I'll post links to things that we talk about. You can comment and ask me questions for the next week. You can also pop into the chat room if you're listening live and mock me or ask me questions. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, all kinds of things. So, thank you very much for joining me. The first thing I just wanted to talk about really quickly is SMX West is coming up next week, and I think we may try to do the show from there so that we can just kind of walk around and ask people questions, just sort of, you know, interrupt their conversations and say, hey, what kind of questions have you got, and see if we can get them live on the air. So that will be fun. If you're going to be at SMX West next week, which is in Santa Clara, you can come say hi to me. I'm going to be moderating and speaking at all of the developer sessions. We did this first last year at SMX Advance. We did a developer day where I put together some sessions either for developers who are trying to work on SEO issues or for marketers who need to work with developers and want to, you know the best ways to work with their developers in terms of making sure, they can talk to them effectively and they can speak the same language. So the sessions that I'm doing, they are Tuesday. We're going to start off with technical SEO issues for developers. We're going to have someone from Microsoft and Google, or no, Yahoo and Google. Apologize there to Yahoo. We're also going to have Michael Gray and Patrick Bennett talking about the high-level infrastructure details that you need to know. Then after that, we are going on to a session where we're going to talk about how to make the translation between marketing speak and developer speak. So that should be great, and we have a lot of great people in that session as well. Then we're going to talk about diagnostics. How can you really take a look at any issues that you might have from a technical standpoint and really figure out where the problem lies? And then we're going to be doing a site review. So I think it's going to be a great day. So watch out for that. You know, the chat room, I said this last week and I'll say it again, I'm apparently a terrible multitasker. I can't read and talk at the same time. The next thing, now since we're speaking about conferences, is people have been asking me when they're going to hear back on their O'Reilly pitches. You might have heard that I'm the co-chair of a new conference that O'Reilly is putting on for web developers about search. You can find out more information at en.oreilly.com/FOUND, found. And yes, we are trying to get back to everyone this week. We're hoping to get the agenda done within the next week or so. So I do apologize if you have not heard back and you've pitched. It's going to be a great show. We have great speakers, and this is going to be geared specifically for developers. So it's great if you're looking for that more technical stuff, or if you have developers that you work with and you need to kind of explain to them why they need to do certain things for SEO, and they're like, I do not know what you're talking about. This should help them. So that is the question, the answers for O'Reilly. So before we get into some of the site issues, I'm just going to have to answer the Buffy question from the chat room. So this is Brian, and he says, isn't the Zeppo the best episode ever? So for those of you who haven't seen Buffy, first of all, I should say that a couple of years ago, me and Danny Sullivan did a show about how everything you need to learn about SEO you can learn from watching Buffy. So if you have not heard that episode, you should definitely check it out, and I will put a link to that in my office hours post from this week. So really, you know, anything you ever wanted to know about search marketing, online marketing, it's all there in Buffy. So if you haven't seen the show, the Zeppo is an episode about Xander, who is an awesome character, and the Zeppo is indeed awesome. It's about zombies and bombs and an apocalypse and there's all kinds of stuff going on. I don't know how you could go wrong with all of those things mixed, you know, together. So yeah, definitely check that out, the Zeppo. Let us talk about a search question now. So someone was asking me about StumbleUpon. I don't know. I don't know how many of you use StumbleUpon. I've actually never used it myself as a user, but I know that you can get a lot of traffic from it. And so someone sent me a question and said, you know, I don't really get this StumbleUpon thing because I see the referrer in my analytics, but the referral URL that I get just says stumbleupon.com/refer.php. And so when I click that, it doesn't actually show me anything about my page. And so I don't really know what people are saying about it. So that's one thing. And, you know, I have noticed that as well. Sometimes when you get StumbleUpon traffic, you click the link in your analytics and it goes to a page where someone has put something about your site there. But other times it's just sort of a generic page that says, you know, someone stumbled your page and it's not very clear. So if anyone knows when that happens, you know, that would be great if you could let us know. Well, Tony Adams says, use the toolbar, click the review link, and it will take you to the page. Oh, that's interesting, because I don't have the toolbar for StumbleUpon. Maybe that's their clever way of trying to get more people to install the toolbar. But the other thing that this question was about was that the bounce rate seemed very low, and if that was like a mistake or, you know, something seemed odd by that. So, again, I'd be interested in knowing what people's experiences have been, because my experience has been that, yes, the StumbleUpon traffic seems to have very low bounce rates. So it seems to be well qualified traffic, and so I say, yeah. I mean, I always find that it's great when I get a post on StumbleUpon, because I not only get a lot of traffic, but it seems to be well qualified, which is great. So Tony is explaining to us a little bit more about it, but unfortunately it's scrolling past me. So maybe he can send me a quick email and I will put that in the blog post about this week that kind of describes. So I think that when you look at social media overall, which social media site is going to get you qualified traffic, of course, really, really varies based on the type of site that you have. Oh, we have Jonathan says that he thinks Stumble has an even higher bounce rate, as they can easily go find another site by clicking Stumble. You know, I would have thought that. And super low bounce rates, but super low conversion rates. So, yeah, let's back up for a second and talk about that a little bit more. What you're looking for is a conversion event. Really varies based on what your site's about. Yeah, so from the chat room, they're saying, I think this has to do with the target audience and who is actually stumbling. So I definitely agree with that. So I have a blog, right? So maybe the conversion event I'm looking for is just people read that blog post. But maybe other people, of course, are looking for the people who come to their site to buy something, or they're looking for someone to sign up for a newsletter, or, you know, they have some particular event. And so I love the chat room. You guys are great. So it really, you know, you kind of have to take a look. Where are the social media audiences that are not only interested in coming to my page, but then taking that next step of whatever the conversion is? And that's another reason, too, why it's important to have a really large call to action on your site and some information on every page of your site that says what that site is about. Because if someone is coming into your site new from a social media site, they may have never been there before and they're not well-oriented. And so they could easily just come there for whatever they came there for and go away right away. But if you have a nice call to action and a lot of information about what that site's about, you might engage a certain percentage of those visitors and turn them into customers, which of course is the goal, you know, of any kind of online marketing effort. So hopefully we'll get some more information about that stumble upon refer from Tony. I think we got a lot of questions here and a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. So let me answer a quick one, and then we can go to break after this. And that is, so I've had some questions about, is it better to block my page with robots? Is it better to block it with a meta tag or block things at the link level? You know, and people are saying, okay, I'm going to block this with robots, and then I'm also going to you know, these pages, or I'm going to use, you know, no index. So the thing is that if you block a page with robots or a folder, that's going to trump anything that you do on the page. Because if the search engine is blocked from crawling the page, they'll never be able to crawl the page and extract any of the content on it. This also comes into play when people say move stuff, and they say, okay, well, I'm going to put a redirect on those pages, but then I'm also going to block them with robots because I don't want them to be indexed anymore. And if you block those pages with robots, then the search engine will never even find the redirect because, you know, they can't get to those pages. So just keep that in mind, that if you're blocking things with robots, that's sort of going to be where the search engine crawl will end in those cases. And then if you're looking at blocking individual links because you don't want the pages that things are linked to be indexed, again, that's not really a surefire strategy because those pages could always be linked from elsewhere. So again, you probably want to block those with robots. Where I find that blocking link level does make sense is, for instance, if you have an infinite link system, like say you have an infinite calendar that just every time you click next, you get a new calendar, and maybe you don't want the search engine to spend a lot of time going next, 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 although, of course, that these days they're good at being able to figure that stuff out themselves. But you could always block sort of the last link. Maybe, you know, you let them index the calendar for a year, and after that there's no content on the calendar, so you sort of have a dynamic blocking system where once you get to the point in the calendar where there's no content, you block that last next link. So, you know, there are times when blocking at the link level makes sense. Yeah, so someone in the chat room says they made that mistake with calendar. It's really common, those types of infinite crawls, which is why the search engines have gotten so much better at detecting them. Let us take a quick break right now, and we will come right back with Office Hours on Webmaster Radio.
Please hold. Vanessa will be with you in a moment with more Office Hours.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
See you, Andy.
Hey, Jim, why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
Looking for a new way to build backlinks and traffic back to your website? Then look no further than the quickest and easiest way to blast your article to over 30,000 subscribers at the click of a mouse. Introducing ArticleSender.com, the world's premier article distribution service. With ArticleSender.com, you can submit your prize-winning piece to thousands of promising publishers and article directories craving for fresh content. ArticleSender.com also provides premium services so that your article is SEO ready. Plus, we provide express editorial review for rush delivery of your submissions within 24 to 48 hours. Article distribution at its easiest. One form, one click, thousands of results. Get your free account today at ArticleSender.com. That's ArticleSender.com.
Are your domains locked to the max? If not, your online brand presence and your entire online business could be at risk from internet thieves. Imagine the damage that you and your company would suffer if control of your domain was lost. Protect all of your valuable domains with MaxLock from Moniker, your domain asset management specialist. With MaxLock, even if your email accounts are hacked and your passwords are stolen, your domains are protected in your Moniker account. Transfer your domains to Moniker today, powered by MaxLock, delivering maximum protection for your domains. Find out more at moniker.com/MaxLock.
Rainmaker. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel.
Only on webmasterradio.fm.
We thank you for holding. We will now connect you for more office hours only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Office Hours on Webmaster Radio. I am your host, Vanessa Fox. If you're listening live and in the chat room, hello to you. I wanted to show you all what I have to deal with here as I'm doing the show. I'm going to put a link in the chat room, and I can put this in the blog. I took a picture for all of you just so that you can see. I've got this huge cat of mine. And he's just, you know, laying right on top of the desk, just not bothered at all. That's kind of where he spends his day. Makes it a little bit hard to get work done sometimes, but I think he thinks he's helping. So I'm going to take a look at, people are saying hi in the chat room. I'm doing good. I'm, talking on the radio. So let's answer a few questions that came in from Twitter. We'll answer everyone's questions except for Good ROI, who you all may know as Greg Nyland. So I actually have a bunch of questions from Greg, so we're just going to run right through them all. He says, let's say a site is about Valentine's Day. What would you do so it could handle 1,000 times the traffic increase just on that one day? My answer to him would be, why not try to engage those customers all year round so you can take that extra traffic and turn it into a real business that lasts more than one day? That's what I think you should do, Greg. I think a smart marketer could do that. He also would like to know, he registers a new domain. He's busy for months before he can launch it. What can I do so that I can rank it faster? And he can't possibly be shocked by my answer to this, which is that the best way to rank as quickly as possible is to build an awesome site with lots of user engagement, lots of relevant and unique content. I bet he's shocked that I had that answer. Let us see what else we've got here. He also says that newbies tend to think that the meta, the keyword tag is still important, and what are some things that really experienced people still think are important that sort of have gone the way of the meta keywords tag. And, that's a hard question to answer because there's a lot of people doing some great, great stuff with online marketing and search acquisition. And the thing is everyone has their own hypotheses. And, of course, I tend to really just think about the user experience as the number one thing, and a lot of other people do too, of course, which is great. So I guess one thing that I find that some people do, but really not so many these days, is occasionally people can lose sight of that user experience, and so because they really are like, I need to rank this page really, really well. And so they get so focused on ranking that they forget sometimes that the point of ranking is to then get the user to the page and have a good experience. You know, I think that there's a lot being done in this area now with analytics and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's good stuff. Steven, the chat room, media temple has load balancing so that if you get a surge of traffic, it doesn't charge you for the temporary upgrade. So I don't know about media temple, but there you guys go. There's the tip. I know that there are some hosts that will do that. They will do load balancing for you temporarily so that, you know, you can take advantage of the increase of traffic without having your site go down. So that's a great tip. Thanks for that, Steve. Definitely if you know in advance that something like that might happen, it's always good to give your host a heads up, and there may be things that they can do for you. Absolutely. There was another question in the chat room about sitemaps, and this is there's arguments all the time about whether having a sitemap on your website is a good thing or not. I have heard that argument for a long time. In this case, we're talking about an XML sitemap as opposed to an HTML sitemap. And as some of you might know, I was pretty heavily involved in the development of the XML sitemap standard way back when Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft joined forces to rule the world. No, to all accept the same standard, which made it nice for site owners. In fact, I built the original sitemaps.org website, which you can go to find out all of the latest. There has definitely been different viewpoints. Some people say, oh, you shouldn't submit an XML sitemap. You know, you should just make sure that your site is well linked. The idea behind a sitemap is that you can comprehensively list all of the URLs on your site, and it just gives the search engines a roadmap that they can feed into their crawling infrastructure, along with all of the URLs they find via discovery methods, so that it can help you get a more comprehensive crawl. It doesn't do anything for indexing or ranking other than the fact that obviously a page has to be crawled before it could be either indexed or ranked. But it doesn't, for instance, give you a rankings boost to have a URL in a sitemap versus not. All of the URLs found through either the sitemap or other methods are sort of fed through in the same way. So I say it certainly can't hurt, right? When people tell me that they're already fully indexed, then, you know, they may have less reason to submit a sitemap. But people who, if the site is new or they're adding a lot of new pages and they don't want to wait for the search engine to find those links through the normal discovery methods, then, you know, it's a good idea just to go ahead and say, hey, you know, here they all are all at once. It can help them know about them a little bit sooner. It just sort of helps to ensure you have a comprehensive crawl. I mean, it's not a guarantee that they will crawl the pages, but it just helps you, you know, it's your ability to at least give them a signal in that. And also, I think that they're looking at the sitemaps for things, you know, such as canonicalization. If you have one version of a URL in a sitemap and the search engine has four or five, you know, versions of that URL to choose from, then the one you put in the sitemap might, you know, help them figure out which one to index. So things like that. So Joy is asking from the chat room, have you used the Google Sitemap generator? So I was pretty involved with the development of that tool while I was at Google, which is a Python script. So if you know Python and you can hook that into your server, then, you know, it can be a good tool to use. They recently have launched some new generator stuff that I haven't had a chance to take a look at, but my understanding is that it's better. John Mueller, who's a webmaster trends analyst there at Google out of the Zurich office, has been working on that. And so I think that that's probably something to check out. And the thing is there's a lot of generators out these days. At Google, they keep a page on code that I believe is linked to from the regular webmaster page that has a link to all of the generators that you can use, whether they're client-based or hook into, say, a WordPress system or some other type of CMS system. You can also submit an RSS feed from your blog as your XML sitemap, or even just a text file. So there's a lot of different options. A lot of people find that they just build their own little script if they have a custom environment, and any of those things works fine. I think there's some more questions here. You know, I'm going to have to learn how to read and talk at the same time, so I'm just going to grab a few at random. How much impact does your host have on your ranking? So none. I would say it's kind of the easy answer. It doesn't really matter who you use to host. There's a couple of caveats there. One is if your site is really, really slow, like, and I'm talking, you know, super slow, right, where you have server timeouts and, you know, those kinds of things, then that may hinder the search engines from doing a complete crawl of your site, because if they can't access all of the pages in a timely manner, they can only you know, index as many as they can get to. And an easy way to tell that is if you go to Google Webmaster Central and you go into the bandwidth reports, you can kind of take a look and see if you've had some spike in how long it takes to download a page. And you can also look at the web crawl errors to see if you have any, if the Googlebot has, like, received a 503 response or a 500 response. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, of course, is just the geographic location of the server. So if you have a TLD that's not country-specific, like a .com, for instance, is not a country-specific TLD, you'll want to check and see where the server is hosted, because the search engines are going to use that location as a signal. So that's also something to keep in mind. Otherwise, you know, any host that you want to pick is fine. The other thing you just want to watch is that your host isn't accidentally blocking the Googlebot. Certainly that's happened before. It's not very common, but it has happened where a host just isn't really thinking about search engine crawling, and they'll just see an IP address that seems to be hitting their servers a lot, and they'll just block that IP range. And if that's the Googlebot, then, you know, all of those sites are blocked. So, again, you can just check the Webmaster Tools crawl errors to see if a lot of pages are blocked that you aren't blocking. But like I say, that's not a typical thing that happens. So I would not worry so much about that. We have a lot more questions, but I think we are out of time. So what I'm going to do is I am going to write these questions down, and they will be the first ones that we talk about next week. So thanks, you guys, for your questions, and thank you so much for listening. If you have anything else that you want to ask about what we talked about, feel free to add a comment to the Office Hours blog post that I'll be putting up this afternoon, and I'll try to kind of add some more explanation. Oh, before I go, I need to give you a random fact about Buffy. How about this? Anya has every right to be afraid of bunnies, and I would have to agree with her that when she says, "What's with all the carrots? Why do they need such good eyesight?" What's up with that? So there you go. There's your random fact of the day. And I will see you all next week. Thanks a lot.